Microsoft Research is this great bench asset that Microsoft has. And in a way, I think Microsoft's entry into search and getting really serious about web search is perfect for this company and for Microsoft Research in particular.
We often work really as one team. We try not to create distinctions between the researchers and the developers, the PMs, the testers, and so forth.
Twitter often has the most recent updates and news on news stories, topical items, products, and we're able to capture this information right from the source and deliver it to the user in a much shorter time than a traditional web crawler would find a piece of information. So we're giving more info to the users faster. Starting at the Bing homepage, we go to bing.com/Twitter, and what we have here is two parts to this page. The top has the hottest topics on Twitter. We're watching all the millions of tweets that go by and extracting the top trending topics, and at the bottom of this page are the top shared links about these topics. We'll drill in on one in particular, which is Glee, which is a very popular TV show right now. And what you see is the most recent tweets rolling in at the top of the page, and at the bottom of the page, the top shared links. This link here is the most shared link, has the highest social authority, and is going to be from something more recent than the web crawler will have found, so it's from 1 hour ago.
One person remarked, "I feel like I've got my finger on the pulse of the nation." So you really get this feel that you know everything that's happening using the product.
From the old way of doing search, which is, you give me a few keywords, I give you back a few blue links, and it's a one-shot sort of deal. We want to interact with the user. We want to dialogue with you and refine your intent. What do you really mean by that? What are you after? And maybe you're vague to start with. If you'll tell us the airline and the flight number, we can give you your flight status. And if you're looking at a particular flight, we can help you refine it, say, well, maybe you're interested in the second leg of this flight that moves on from another city. And even to the point where an Internet Explorer, as you begin to type in the search box there, keystroke by keystroke, we'll start to guess at what your intent is and start showing you results.
And these steps that might seem simple really are fairly complex from an infrastructure point of view, because search engines have been built to be stateless. That is, they don't remember very much of the past. Now we want to fundamentally take the previous interactions and incorporate them in the continuing interaction.
The project we're going to be looking at today is called the Worldwide Telescope for Bing Maps. And it comes as a result of the interactions we have with Microsoft Research and the Worldwide Telescope technology that was developed there.
So starting from the Bing Maps page, I can actually have access to all the map applications, select Worldwide Telescope, and once it's open, I can select the telescope here and drop it at a particular place I'm looking forward to inspect. So I know that I have very good view of the stars from this corner. So let's take a look. From here, I can turn around and get my bearings, and suddenly, as I turn up, I get to see the stars, and in this case, some planets. So we have Mars here. Let's take a look at it. I can fly to it, and I can get in very high detail the texture of the red planet just right in front of my eyes. Go back to Earth. Other stuff I can do as well is to explore how the stars and constellations evolve through time. I can scrub through the time control here and see how everything evolves as time progresses.
There is not really a point in which you can say that the Bing experience ends and the Worldwide Telescope experience begins. It is actually a true blend of the technology.
Both from a people perspective and from an infrastructural perspective, being a part of this company gives us the ability to do things faster that we never could have done on our own.